You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, yes, this show is solid, conservative, and just plain right. Lighting up your afternoons here every day, 2 to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Today is Thursday, April 28th. I almost did a whole segment just on this, and I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to open up first just with a monologue, and we'll see where it goes. But okay, so you've all heard about the epic novel by George Orwell called 1984, right? It's a part of pop culture now. It's one of those writings which has now become bigger than itself. There are nearly cliched phrases that we use every day that many people don't even realize came from the impact that 1984 has had on society. The funny thing is that book was written in 1949, at a time when the year 1984 seemed like the distant future. Well, we're now 70 years after its publication. We're 40 years past the date for which it was titled. But we are living in an age when the matters that were contemplated in that book don't seem so far away now. All of a sudden, Orwell's writings seem very prescient. And the phraseology from 1984 is embedded in our daily lexicon. It's not uncommon for someone to say that something from big government is Orwellian, or that Big Brother is watching you, or to claim the thought police are afoot. But what about not just the phrases, but the actual concepts themselves? So in the novel 1984, the thought police were the secret police of the superstate that rules over the dystopian world. The job of the thought police in the book was to discover and punish thought crime, personal and political thoughts that were unapproved by the regime. The thought police used criminal psychology and omnipresent surveillance and informers and telescreens and cameras and microphones to monitor all the citizens and arrest all of those who had committed thought crime in challenge to the status quo authority of the party and the regime of Big Brother. Okay, sounds far-fetched, right? I mean, it's fiction, right? Well, you know what they say. Sometimes reality is stranger than fiction, and sometimes fiction is based in reality. So why am I going down this road? Well, because yesterday, in real life, in a congressional hearing, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas announced the creation of his new Department of Homeland Security Disinformation Governance Board. What? According to a story on Fox News, Mayorkas, this is a quote, Mayorkas said a Disinformation Governance Board had recently been created and will be led by Undersecretary for Policy Rob Silvers and co-chaired with Principal Deputy General Counsel Jennifer Gaskell. According to Secretary Mayorkas, the goal is to bring the resources of DHS together to address this threat, adding that the department is focused on the spread of disinformation in minority communities. Hours later, Politico came out and reported that a person by the name of Nina Jankowicz, who had previously served as a disinformation fellow at the Wilson Center, will head the board as an executive director. Okay, let's dissect all that a bit. First of all, the Department of Homeland Security is forming a so-called disinformation board. That's not the CIA, the NSA, or any other intelligence agency whose mission involves countering threats from abroad. No, this is the Department of Homeland Security, meaning ostensibly they will be monitoring the communications, opinions, and reporting of domestic citizens and businesses right here in the United States. When did that become okay? Well, it's not. In forming this office for countering disinformation, Mayorkas, who is also in charge of our southern border, by the way, tells you something, has appointed an actual undersecretary for policy and a senior legal counsel to both head it up. So this is not a fly-by-night. This is a policy-making legal arm of the Department of Homeland Security, likely with a whole staff full of wonks and lawyers. And we don't know yet what their authority will be. Will they have the power of search and seizure or detainment, or just write white papers and submit them to federal agencies to do their bidding? We don't know yet. But then take it a step further. The new executive director has already been chosen. So this is not just in the planning stages here. The hiring, the appointments, the phone lines, the office space, heck, maybe even the stationery are already there. They've been working on this for quite some time, it appears. So who is this Nina Jankowicz? Well, okay, like I said, she's a former staffer at the Wilson Center. Wilson Center is listed as a highly ranked think tank inside the Beltway, which media fact checkers, by the way, list as being center-left in its advocacy and writings. That's right, center-left. The Wilson Center is all in for environmental causes, relaxed immigration laws, climate change, and yes, they have had an office of disinformation for which Nina Jankowicz worked, with projects to her name with titles like Comparative Approaches to Countering Disinformation and Regulating Social Media in the Digital Age. Regulating Social Media. Another one she wrote called Malign Creativity, How Gender, Sex, and Lies Are Weaponized Against Women. All right, recent reviews of her social media have also indicated a left-leaning ideology from Ms. Jankowicz. So maybe all of this is fine from a left-leaning think tank, but I don't want this person anywhere near my First Amendment rights to freedom of speech. And it is not the role of government to determine truth and to censor thought. I mean, it's true. This thing happens. We have people out there who want to confuse the public discourse, right? There are people out there who want to skew or sway public opinion by offering half-truths and lies. Certainly, that happens. And I'm a firm believer, by the way, in truth in advertising, and I believe that public figures even should have just as strong a right to seek damages for defamation as a private figure. But do I trust for 1 minute that a Biden administration, or any administration for that matter, is well suited to set itself up as the harbinger of truth? No, not a bit, not by a stretch, not for a single minute. Especially given that this is a quickly forming organization whose mission is not to protect the nation from outside bad actors, but rather it appears to be set to monitor the nation from within and govern, regulate, and perhaps enforce the concepts that they have deemed in their ivory tower wisdom to be the truth that is allowed versus the truth that is not allowed. Organizations like this, run with our tax dollars, by the way, are where truth goes to die. And freedom of speech becomes a narrative that is then relegated to the dusty halls of an old school library. It's bureaucratic nightmares like the Department of Homeland Security's new Office of Disinformation that are what caused Ronald Reagan to say, and here's the quote, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day, we may spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free." And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Well, this is serious. I mean, in fact, what's really interesting here, I finished up my monologue this morning, putting all my research into it, checking out this Nina Jankowicz. Guess what the top story is on Fox News right now? That's it. This. This is a big news story. The Office of Disinformation in the Department of Homeland Security, run by liberals who want to govern what your thoughts are. That does not bode well. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.